311. Good day to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day so far, whatever you've been doing, however you've been spending it. But of course, we thank you for spending it with VOB 92.9. This is Crystal J. Paul. And with us, of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service and a very special guest. Let me first say good afternoon to Fire and Life Safety Officers Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
And Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
And we have a special guest today, a workshop supervisor of Quality Tire, Mr. Robert Collymore. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
All right. Now, Quality Tire, Natasha Ford, Officer Ford. when we hear, you know, some people might be thinking, tires and the Barbados Fire Service on the 311 radio show. I wonder what today's topic is all about.
No. So you see, if they were listening and paying attention, they would recognize that Barbados Fire Service doesn't only deal with fire. Gone are those days when it was just put the wet stuff on the red stuff. Barbados Fire Service does a whole lot more, and we've been advocating that for over the last 3 years. And we continue on our path to educating persons out there, educating the public that what the Barbados Fire Service is about. So, why tires? Because one of the questions normally go, are you ready for action? We know we've just had the
Barbados rally.
Running behind the vehicles and everything else.
Rally.
You think when people run behind vehicles?
Saul Barbados rally, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, as I was saying. Now, when I say action, I'm not referring to the dangerous and reckless driving. I'm not referring to the drifting and driving without due care and attention for other road users, including pedestrians. Yes, face it, there are road users as well. No, but instead I'm talking about action as in steering, braking, and the acceleration forces between the vehicle and the road. We know that they're mediated by tires. Now, if you decide to take the tires off of your vehicle, can you go anywhere? Mm-hmm. I mean, you only say in cartoons, the road running, those places.
I'm just
you probably
say
off
right?
Stones, but realistically, that's not the case. The tires are one of the most active safety equipment of your car. And your car is kept on the road and in control by you and those four tires. So, to get the topic rolling, I brought in a doctor.
I see what you did here.
So, as I said, we respond to these accidents. Sometimes we see the tires, this or whatever the case is. But to give us more info, I thought it was especially needed at this time to seek someone who has the reputation, who has been dealing with tires for a number of years, and who have a reputable brand and also reputation out there. So, all over to you, Mr. Guest, Mr. Ronald.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for that stirring recommendation, Ms. Ford. And yes, if I may say so myself, I am very knowledgeable in relation to the tires and the lack of proper care and obviously what it can cause in relation to your job as far as problems. If I may say this loudly, one of the main factors that contribute to a lot, about 90 to 95% of tire problems, is actually under inflation or over inflation. These are some major things that people take for granted. Quite often, sometimes customers will say, well, oh, the tire looks a little soft, or maybe it has any right amount of air. I just put in air. But to actually know what air pressure is needed for your vehicle and to maintain it, has a lot to do with how your vehicle is going to handle in relation to braking properly, or even handling, which could then unfortunately contribute into accidents where you guys will have to call in and be the ones to save the day. What's your thought on that?
I really don't like working that hard, so I try and put correct monkey to ear inside the tires.
but then, break it down for us, Robert. What is under inflation and what is over inflation?
Okay, basically, all vehicles would have the manufacturer's recommendation of the recommended air pressure for the said tires listed actually in the door jamb. On some of the high-end vehicles, maybe the Mercedes and the BMWs and stuff like that, is actually located sometimes within the gas tank cover. So you can look there, and that also gives you the recommendations, albeit if it is in PSI, if it's in bar, you can just convert to soap. Most of the gas stations have the reading either in PSI or bar, so you can find out. But depending on the passenger tires, most of them, for example, they have 30 PSI. Whilst the 4x4, a lot of people say, well, they are bigger tires. Maybe they should hold more. It's the same 30 PSI. When you go up into bigger rims and stuff like that, like the 18s and the 19s and the 22s, they should be listed at 40. But as I often explain to customers, don't take my word for it. Just open your door jamb. You're going to see it listed there. And also you will see the manufacturer's recommendations in relation to sizes. So this will, don't go and put on any old size. Oh, this fits. I can put it on. Sometimes that's something as simple as that is going to put you at great harm because you have altered the manufacturer's recommendations in relation to what should be on the vehicle. So that would have an effect, obviously, on your handling and all kind of other things that could possibly go wrong if done wrong. So always stick by the books and the recommendations and go above, if anything.
So I mean, you're in the business.
Yes, please.
So, you know, break down the jargon for us because you said PSI and I'm like, P what? But, you know, that went over my head.
Very sorry about that. That's a dear thing for me. So that's PSI fine. Basically is pounds per square inch.
Ah, okay.
When you go to the gas station, your recommendation, right, your air pressure should be 30 pounds per square inch. So at least you have a better idea as to what is listed in relation to the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations and what should be in your tire. Some people take it upon themselves to look on the side of the tire and there's a listing that states 40. And they say, yeah, but it says put in 40. But upon further inspection, it states when seating bead don't exceed 40 PSI. Which technically is for the technician when he's airing up your tire for the first time, not to go over such. It doesn't say for you, the consumer, the owner of the vehicle, put 40 pounds in the car. So that's why I always revert to the fact that your recommendations are listed right within the door jamb.
Well, that's good to know because for those of us who may, you know, just go to pump air in the tire and, you know, you just put it at 30 or 32, you know, over the years I've seen 32, 33, but PSI, you know, to know this jargon is good and it's important. So the door jamb, that would be the driver's door jamb. It's usually on that side. Okay. All right. So go ahead.
When we get into safety, as I was explaining to our customer as well, you know, it's basic common sense, and also it's about you doing the things that need to be done on a regular basis. Checking and maintaining your air pressure is vital. We can't stress that enough. Theoretically, you're supposed to check your tires anywhere within a 6-week to 8-week time frame because you lose a pound of air a month. That's due to natural atmospheric conditions. So there you are, you're driving every day, every month, you're doing your supermarket, your school trips, whatever, and you're not cognizant of the fact that, hey, your tires need attention as well. So you're there you are, you're just driving and your tire pressure is being diminished and God forbid it gets really, really soft. There's a potential for a fire if your tires are worn that uninflated. The rubber, due to constant flexing and twisting, it can actually get hot. And in severe conditions, it could ignite.
Wow.
So that is something else that can just show the severity of your actions or lack thereof.
Do you see that often? How often does that happen?
That is the extreme case, but that is more inclined to happen within industrial vehicles. So we have a situation like sometimes with the heavily laden trucks, the dump trucks, or even a minibus that is constantly going and going on the road, you know, with a high load, it could happen. It's not the norm, right. It's the exception to the rule, but there's a high probability it could happen at some point in time.
Wow.
So erring on the side of safety, it's always best to do what's right, to avoid the potential for wrong happening. Along the lines of tires as well, tread depth is of high importance. Yes, there are tires known as slicks, but those are for the intended purpose, which is racing, not for traversing the highways and byways. So with that being said, when you're looking at your tires and you realize, well, hey, the tire looks a little low, it's actually time to change. There are more than one method of checking you can use. There's the 5 cent piece where you can just align it between the grooves of the tire. And once it doesn't come up to a certain point, which is technically supposed to be 1.6 millimeters, the tires are due for change. So in plain vision talk, when you tread really, really low, you need tires.
When you say low, what do you mean?
Right, the actual depth of the tires. The manufacturer's standard is when it gets to a minimum of 1.6 millimeters, it is due for a change. Now, everyone is not going to have the appropriate tool to check that, but there are actual indicators that are produced within the tire. So if you were to find a little time when you're washing your car or you have a little free time like Sunday evening after listening to VOB, you can inspect your tires and there's going to be a line that runs from left to right across your tire. You just have to look for it. And that's actually called your minimum tread indicator. So anytime your tire groove is in line with that, you've actually reached a point where your tire technically should have been changed.
Wow. So it's not only that your tire is as smooth as a baby's bottom,
right,
but also if the depth is not
very, very low.
Is low.
Yes, please.
Wow. Okay. Because this is good information, because when it comes to tires, I'm thinking that majority of people would just think about it, a tire puncture, you know, you can see that it's soft and it needs some air. But to actually know this bit of information would really go a long way in terms of people being able to maintain safety and maintain the safety procedures. So this is good. This is good.
Well, I heard you highlight just now, go a long way. And that ties right back into my next point, actually.
Okay.
As far as longevity is concerned, which contributes also to your safety on the road, rotations should be in effect anywhere within a time frame from 6 to 8 months. And the main reason for rotating your tires is to get even wear across all of your tires, which also maintains proper traction consistently for you over an extended period. I know some people believe in the fact, oh, let's leave those on the front. When they're dead, I'll change them. But the time frame factor also contributes. So once you maintain proper rotation, it gets even wear, thus keeping you safe consistently over an extended period of time. So that's another thing. As far as tire safety and care, you can't stress enough on maintaining and checking your air pressure. Because if you develop the right habits, like how some people go religiously every month to the supermarket. Every month, just open your trunk before you put in the groceries, check your spare. It's amazing how many people neglect their spare. Yes, Natasha? How many people neglect?
I am not saying I neglect my spare. I have a question. Oh. You're finished.
Okay. As I was saying, I thought Natasha was identifying the fact that she's one of them.
No.
But yeah, a lot of people neglect to check their air pressure and their spare. And the old age adage, there's no help having a bucket if it has a hole in the bottom, yeah? So when you go to have your situation, you go for your spare and you check it, it's no help to you. It isn't that it's bad, it's just that because over time, you didn't maintain the air pressure in it. Thus, it's no help to you at that point in time. So periodically, just as you would every month, just open your trunk, check your spare, maintain the appropriate air. Another challenge people would find is that they don't like the donut, that little yellow wheel. I hate that. But the thing about the donut, it's actually a very good person. It's a nice guy. He's there to help you. He just needs to be treated properly and given the 60 PSI, pounds per square inch. Yeah. 60 pounds per square inch. Yes, please, 60.
Wow.
And it's actually listed on the tear in big bold print, 60 PSI. So it's not 28 or 30 or... That looks good. It's 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And you can safely travel on that up to 50 miles comfortably.
Wow.
Right. So on that note, one of my questions was going to be about the donut. I do think donuts are for eating and not necessarily for a car.
Well said.
I'm serious. I hate to see that. And I can tell you, well, recently, this is how me and Ronald met, because I needed their services. And we won't go any further than that. It so happened, it's like,